Hello, everyone. I'm back, Erin Tarr of Be the Benchmark, creator of the Fierce and Flourish empowerment programs for teen and tween girls. And today we are talking about dating. Erin Tarr of Be the Benchmark, and this is a topic that I have been getting a lot of questions about recently. And to be honest, it's a topic that I get a lot of questions about all the time. I also have a lot of opinions about this topic that will not be included in this particular video. So if you want all of the things that I think and know and believe and the advice and the type of tips that I give my clients about dating, you'll have to kind of follow along or contact me directly about those. Today, I want to tell you about my first boyfriend. Prior to seventh grade, I want to say this is around seventh grade. Prior to seventh grade, I'd had lots of crushes on boys, in particular for me. And they had never been reciprocated in the same way necessarily, or we were too young and it was just kind of fun and we were playing on the playground and being silly and things like that. But in seventh grade, that's when everything changed. That is when, in my school, it appeared that boys started to get a little more brave about telling girls also that they liked them. And in our very small town, we also could go to the roller rink together. So this is the place on Friday night where parents would drop off their kids and they were at a public roller skating rink, but there was a lot of who's dating who at the roller rink. And so I had my first boyfriend. And it is based on this experience and probably a couple boyfriends after that as well, that I have the following advice for you today. These are the questions that I want you to ask yourself when you are considering dating someone. And you'll notice I put dating in quotes because I am very skeptical of what we call dating these days. And that is in a whole other video that I've already actually made about defining terms with those around you. So make sure that if you're a teen watching this, that your parents are on the same page as you about what it means to be dating someone. If you're a parent, vice versa, definitely make sure that the adults in your life, whoever they are on the same page with the vocabulary that you're using surrounding dating. Whole nother topic. But question number one that I want you to ask yourself when you are considering, am I ready to specifically date this person? The first thing I want to ask yourself is, can I look this person in the eye while I'm talking to them? I know it's a little scary, right? But in my first relationship, I'm gonna use a lot of air quotes today. In my first relationship, I would only sit next to the guy because I was too nervous to actually sit across from him and talk to him. Like I would hold his hand and we would sit next to each other, but actually having a conversation where we looked each other in the eye was not happening. And I'm telling you, that is not a relationship. I know some of you may be saying, oh, we text each other all the time. Still not the same. Talking on the phone, my second relationship, I remember I talked on the phone to him a lot. And we could talk somewhat, but when it came face to face, all of a sudden, there was zero communication. We would write notes and those things are all fun. Talking on the phone, texting, writing notes, they're fun. They're not bad. But if you cannot sit across from the person and have an intelligent conversation, you are not ready to date them, I guarantee you. So that's question number one. Question number two is, do you feel like you can be yourself around this person? It's a tricky time in life. Teens and tweens are still figuring out who they want to be. And a lot of who we become is influenced by who we hang around. So it is difficult to know, am I becoming a different person because I want to become a different person or because I'm hanging around with this person? Is it the chicken or the egg, right? But you also know when you're comfortable. And if you don't know that, you need to get aware of that before you start dating someone. But you know, do I feel like I need to change my personality to be around this person? Do I feel like I can only hang out with them in certain places, in certain times with other certain people, or otherwise it doesn't work? If you can take them into all areas of your life and still feel comfortable, if you don't feel like you have to wear certain clothes or look a certain way or talk a certain way, then maybe there's somebody that you are ready to date. But if you feel like any of those things have to change because of this person, it's a no-go. It's not the relationship that you're ready for at this point in your life, or it's not the person that you should be hanging out with at this point in your life. The third question is about your family and friends. Do your family and friends like this person, and do they like who you are with this person? It kind of dovetails on question number two. And I will say this, if you have a BFF or a close friend group and all of a sudden you start spending time with someone else, there will be some jealousy at play. I get that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about objectively, your friends and your family know you the best. And if they see you start to become a different person, or if they see something in this other person that you can't see because you're blinded by this whole physiological, like, I love them situation, you need to listen to those people because they want what's best for you. If you don't trust your friends and family to have an honest reaction to the people that you are spending more time with or dating or in a relationship with, then really what you need to do is rewind back and repair those friends and family relationships before you get involved with someone romantically, because all the baggage that you have with those friends and family are going to come along and impact this relationship. And you're at a time in your life where you don't have the extra energy to deal with that, because you also have school, you also have after school activities, you also have sports and whatever things that you're working on. So you don't have time to dig through all of those relationships at the same time. So if you have some issues with friends or family, start there first before you start getting involved with people romantically. The fourth question I have for you is it just your most pressing desire to be paired with someone romantically? Is it just something that you want so bad that you think about it all the time and you talk about it with your friends all the time and you dream about it all the time? If so, this is not the time for you to be getting in a relationship. Sounds a little counterintuitive. I know, usually we're like, oh, if it's your biggest dream, then you should go after it. But no, if this is all you can think about, there is a chance that you would settle in this relationship. So if you really just want a romantic relationship, that you would settle for someone that is not a good match for you because you just want to be in a relationship. There is also a huge chance, and I've seen this time and time and time again in my own life, as well as in the life of many clients and friends, where because this is something you've wanted for so long, when you start dating someone, everything else goes out the window. You forget your own goals, you forget your own likes and dislikes, your time, effort, energy, thoughts, all just totally revolve around this person 24/7. And while for a while that can be a little bit fun, when you are at this stage in your life, you have a lot of other things that you need to be thinking about and doing and working towards. And quite honestly, you're just too young to wrap your life around someone else like that, even for a short period of time. My daughter has had some people romantically interested in her at a young age here in her tween ages, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade type of age. And as we were talking through how she would respond, because she has made it very clear to me based on what she has going on in life, that she is not ready to be romantically involved with anyone. She knows that this is not the time for her and that's not what she wants in life right now. But even navigating how to talk to these people and how to let them down and how to navigate around them at school and in classes with them and things took so much emotional and mental energy. And that's kind of what I'm talking about when you start getting romantically involved with people, that emotional and mental energy that you should be spending on creating something new and really diving into your relationships with your friends, who this is a great time in life to really build a solid foundation for those relationships, when you should be just enjoying a relaxing life. I mean, as relaxing as life can be during COVID. Anytime you start with this romantic entanglement, it makes life more complicated. So I would just encourage you to think over those four questions and really make wise decisions at this point in your life as to how you want to proceed with dating. Regardless of what you do, you have the ability to choose your thoughts. You are the one that gets to create a life you love. And I know when you do those two things, you're going to go out and change the world. And you're going to do it in fantastic and amazing ways that I can't even imagine. And I'm so excited to watch you do it.